From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe surprisingly did not resign Sunday, despite calls from his own party to do so. In his televised address, he said, "We must learn to forgive and to resolve contradictions in a comradely spirit." He acknowledged concerns brought up by the ruling ZANU-PF party, which has given Mugabe until noon Monday to resign or face impeachment. This Zimbabwean, Willard Berejina, is looking forward to life after Mr. Mugabe.
"We expect a bright future, especially for us young people. So many young people are well-educated but no jobs. We are just struggling, loitering around the town, so we expect a bright future for us."
Hours before Mr. Mugabe's speech, his party, ZANU-PF, removed him as its leader and installed the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe had dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief. The party leaders have also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, who was the leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. King Mohammed VI has given instructions that all measures be taken to help the victims and their families. The Interior Ministry said the king will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead. A drought has lessened agricultural output in Morocco recently. This is VOA News. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal traffic accident involving an elderly man and an American Marine. They say a 61-year-old man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. Kazuhiko Miyagi of the Okinawa Police confirmed that the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. An inquiry in Australia is recommending the closure of a youth detention center involved in an abuse scandal that shocked the nation. Images of inmates being treated, including one teenaged boy who was restrained and placed in a spit hood, were shown last year. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Last year, a TV documentary showed images of young detainees being tear-gassed and strip-searched in youth detention facilities in Australia's Northern Territory. The scandal prompted the authorities to set up a Royal Commission, the highest form of inquiry in Australia. Its final report contains more than 2,500 pages and demands sweeping changes to address the shocking and systemic failures in the territory's youth justice system. A teenage detainee told the investigating team that he'd been deprived of food, repeatedly strip-searched, and stopped from using a toilet during his detention. He said he was forced to defecate into a pillowcase. The report said that the system's failures had happened over many years and were known and ignored at the highest levels.
Correspondent Phil Mercer. Saad al-Hariri, who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister earlier this month, says now he will return to Beirut on Wednesday and explain his surprising resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm if 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members aboard. A spokesman for the Mar del Plata naval base said on Sunday officials have no evidence that the calls they detected Saturday came from the submarine. President Trump says he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail there after the father of one of them said Trump played little role in their return to the United States. In a tweet on Sunday, Trump said, "Now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LaVar Ball, the father, is unaccepting of what I did for his son and says that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.